Okay, sorry. I think this is going to work. So I'm speaking with Richard. You pronounce it
Giffra,
G-I-F-F-R-A.
Right.
And what's the address of your store here?
240 Grand Avenue, South San Francisco.
And Richard remembers the Farhat family when they lived here in your parents' building.
Right.
Where did they live?
We lived here in the upper apartment.
And you remember that the names, my grandmother's name is Catherine.
Catherine and Julia, her daughter.
And you and Julia are about the same age?
Right.
And you started to tell me that they had a business up the street.
Oh, right. He had Sprouse Reitz was the five and dime store, and then Mr. Farhat and his wife, Catherine, took over the store. That would have been in 1930. They were here during the 30s.
And what kind of a store did they have?
Well, I think it was five and dime store. They carried on the Sprouse Reitz business.
Uh-huh. And who were the customers then?
The who?
The customers. What was the town like in 1930?
Those were the Depression years. And, I suppose it was mainly the townspeople.
What was the main source of employment here in South San Francisco? What did people do for work?
Oh, well, you had the steel mills, the beach, the beet plants, Western Beach, Armor, all of those, U.S. Steel.
So it was a big industrial town.
Oh, yes,
town.
Very big industrial city.
And your business here, the grocery store, how long has it been here?
General merchandise, liquor, hardware, groceries at one time.
And when did the business start here?
1908.
Oh, wow.
That was when
100 years,
Father Frank and Catherine, my mother, came over from Piedmont, Italy.
Uh-huh. And when did your father and mother pass away? When did they die?
See, Mom passed away in 47, and Frank in 63.
Oh, wow.
He was about 92 when he died. Mm.
And so you were in high school when the family, the Farhat family, lived nearby. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. And what do you remember about Julia?
She was a very smart gal. I went to high school with her, her brother's friend, and Louis, was it?
George.
George, right. And then the little girl.
Mary.
Baby at that time.
Mary.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then Julia went on to L.A. See, her name was Kenny, too, was it not?
That's my name. That's my father.
She was
Kabande.
Right.
Yeah, I had a different grandfather than Sulaiman.
Sure.
Do you remember much about him? What kind of a person was
Farhat.
He? Yes. What do you have any memories of him?
I'm reminded, Gary, that what's the name of Nobby's father down at the dollar store? He looked very much like him, although these people are Afghanistan. And I suppose Farhat was Palestinian?
Yes, he was, from Ramallah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And my grandmother was from Bethlehem.
I see. Oh, yes.
So do you remember his personality at all? What was he like?
He's a good businessman. Mm-hmm. He was here for several years. And then where'd he go? L.A. or what?
He went back to Palestine.
Oh.
And what do you remember about Catherine?
I think she was a business gal, as I remember. She probably helped in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia kept the books. She was a smart gal.
Which is what Rennie did also.
The accountant.
Is that right? Rennie was an accountant, bookkeeper type?
Rennie kept the books here. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful. Is there other things you might remember or be able to tell me about life here in South San Francisco in the 30s? Pretty well.
I think
those were Depression years, but apparently the city got along pretty well. Of course, the steel mills and what have you, they brought off some people. Business was slow. Got closer to the war days.
And then during the war, it must have prospered with the steel mill?
I was off to the Navy.
Oh, you were in the Navy.
It was busy. There was lots of traffic coming into the stores. I remember lines and my grandfather and my grandmother writing all those items down and adding them all in her head and charging the customers and credit and whatnot. So it was
your first
busy.
Name again?
I'm Thelma.
Thelma.
Santina's daughter.
Santina.
Rennie's sister.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what's your last name?
My last name now is Meltzer.
Okay.
My maiden name is Cuneo.
Cuneo.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. And do you have any memories of this, Gary?
Oh,
no.
I was pretty young.
Yeah, I was
He's
pretty
a baby.
Young. Yes, right. Yes, I just used to come in the store when I was younger, and everything was pretty much the way it is now. The way the store looks now.
And
seemed there were
to compete with us.
There were a few more people than there are now coming in purchases. That's about it.
Yeah. The store is wonderful. It's like a total time warp.